USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's the first full day of competition at the Winter Olympics in Beijing with Team USA in the hunt for medals with a full slate of events on the snow and ice. Norway, the first country to win gold, dominating the rugged women's cross-country skiathlon. California's Jamie Anderson leads a group of three U.S. women into the snowboard slope-style finals tonight. Meanwhile, U.S. Republican Senator Marco Rubio says he's not going to be watching these Olympic Games.
An Olympics being hosted by a genocidal communist government that, by the way, is also trying to dismantle the U.S.'s place in the world, targeting our industries, our jobs.
At least one person is dead, four others injured after a late-night shooting in Blacksburg, Virginia, near Virginia Tech. And in New York City, at least 10 people are hurt after an early morning apartment building fire in the Bronx. And this is USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra-strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Celebrity attorney Michael Avenatti is facing decades behind bars now after he was found guilty yesterday of cheating his former client, former porn star Stormy Daniels, out of $300,000, money part of her book proceeds. A tale of survival and a heroic rescue in California's snow-covered Sierra County a couple of days ago. Words come that two people and a dog had been trapped in a cabin by snow and fallen trees since the 6th of December. Finally, as their supplies had run out, they hiked in snow about 3 feet deep to a spot where they finally got a cell phone signal and made a call to the California Highway Patrol, which quickly sent a helicopter, and among those aboard was paramedic Brandon Hallam.
First, they were very surprised to see a helicopter there. Secondly, I think they were surprised to see one so soon after making the call, because it wasn't very long from the time of call until we got there.
Hallam speaking there on Fox affiliate KTVU News. The couple and the dog said to be doing okay, and this is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Former Vice President Mike Pence raising some eyebrows and making some news with comments he's made about his former presidential boss. Here is more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Mike Pence rejected former President Donald Trump's repeated claims that Mr. Pence could have overturned the 2020 election outcome during the January 6th special session of Congress, calling such notion un-American.
President Trump is wrong. I had no right to overturn the election. The presidency belongs to the American people and the American people alone. And frankly, there is no idea more un-American than the notion that any one person could choose the American president. Under the Constitution, I had no right to change the outcome of our election.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Joe Rogan is back with a new podcast on Spotify after a one-week hiatus. On Friday, the podcaster posted his first interview since the controversy rose after some artists, led by Neil Young and then Joni Mitchell, were asking for their music to be removed from that streaming platform. They were not pleased with anti-COVID-19 vaccine guests that Rogan had brought onto his show, The Joe Rogan Experience. They wanted the podcast removed from Spotify, but Rogan's first guest back on the show was a retired Navy SEAL. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.